Okay, hello there. This is Barry Miller here with Larry Stanley on Barry and Larry's Wealth Building Program. Happy to be here this great day. Oh, what a day. We're not going to spend a lot of time talking about Wall Street this week, but we could because they're in a lot of disarray. Some changes are happening. However, what is not changing is the great opportunity that residential real estate is bringing to anyone who wants to have financial freedom. Look, we here, Barry and Larry, are all about you and your wealth building. And for almost all of you, that's synonymous with your financial freedom. The difference about us, we're always on your side. We're on the consumer's side. We know the business. We know how to pick the right property, turn it into the right investment for you. No, not turn it into the right investment. Analyze it in advance. You then see that detailed analysis, and I mean every line item. And then together, we analyze that, and you say, yes, that fits my plan to make 30 or 40 or more percent on your money. That's why we don't have time, Larry, to talk about Wall Street. We're not arrogant types up here. We're not blokes, okay? We care about everything. We care about Wall Street. We care about consumers. But that 4 or 8% every now and then that Wall Street makes you, if you hang on long enough, and of course, when they say long enough, they're saying through thick and thin and recession. So they're talking at least 17 years. And we're saying right now, 2021, you put your cash in, you will have made 40, 50, or 60% on your money, on your cash put in this year. You'll have that much more cash in a year.
And if there's a somebody from the stock market who's listening, who wants to come on the air with us and challenge us, please do. Give us a call, 303-888-3788.
Yes, and our theme today is optimizing your wealth. You know, last week we talked about our top three commitments, optimizing your wealth, bottomizing your risk. We're going to talk about that next week. Keeping that risk at an all-time low, and then, of course, having 100% loyalty to you. But our theme today is the first part of that, the number one, optimizing your wealth. That means watch dollar items every step of the way. Part of that, therefore, includes our good buddy, who will become your good buddy, Del Van Essen, with Community Banks Mortgage, because he will listen to your wants and needs. He'll want to know through us and through you your financial freedom plan, your wealth building program, what is it you want to accomplish, and then he will help you have the best and select the best loan that fits your circumstances. So I asked him to come and join us today and share what some of those great options are for you as investors. Oh, by the way, investors, if you do put 25% down, that's fairly the normal amount, 25% of your cash down as a down payment, you'll have an interest rate of about 3 1/8%. 3 1/8%, about that amount, fixed for 30 years. That's how good the market is. But Dell has some other thoughts and options for us today. Good morning, Dell.
Yeah, good morning, Larry, Barry, and Jerry.
Morning.
Yeah. So share some of those options with our listeners and how the investor loan works. Maybe someone has not been an investor and they haven't bought a home for 3 or 4 years or more. And they're saying, wait, does that loan work any differently than my homeowner's loan?
Yeah, it's a great time for investors to be buying with interest rates as low as they are. Of their payment, so much of their payment now is still going to principal, so they can be building wealth by having the low interest rates and so much more of their payment going to principal. But back to your question, in terms of qualifying, as long as they qualify for their current mortgage, they basically can qualify for an investment property. What we do is when they're buying an investment property, when we put a loan on that, we end up doing is taking the appraiser goes out there and gives us rent comparables, and we take the going rents times 75% and wash that with the payment. With the interest rates as low as they are, when you take 75% of the rents, it's basically washing that payment.
It's covered. So the appraisers, and we have the same database that appraisers do, so we could calculate that in advance. We'll have that figure, and then you as a lender take 75% of the prospective rent.
Correct.
And then you're saying with 25% down, that actually covers the mortgage payment because the interest is so low.
Exactly. So they really don't need to earn a bunch of extra money to qualify for an investment property. As long as they qualify for their current debt the way it is, then they're fine to buy an investment property.
This is more good news for you, the consumer. So, and then where does the 25% down come? We haven't shared that, Larry, for months. What's the justification of an investor having to put 25% down?
An investor can put as little as the 20% down. There's still no mortgage insurance. The interest rate's just a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. So when you calculate that difference between 20% and 25%, they get a better return on their money by putting 25% down. The interest rate's maybe 0.375% lower in rate at 25% compared to 20%.
But it's all what we say calculable. You could calculate the difference between one option and another option. You're always doing that for our listeners.
Exactly, to see what's best for them.
If they
don't have the cash, then only put 20% down.
Sure, sure. Larry?
I just want to make sure I understand this, Del, being the consumer skeptic that I am. You're saying that the interest rate is fixed for 30 years.
Correct.
And the cost of the loan can be as small as zero if you get the interest rate right.
Yeah, you got general costs of appraisal, title fees, that sort of thing.
Sure.
Is that about $3,300? Depending on what their purchase price is, we can always go a little bit higher in the interest rate and give them a lender credit to cover those closing costs. But otherwise, they have their standard closing costs, and then if you win at no points and no origination fee, you still have got standard appraisal title fees of $3,300 roughly.
Okay, so it's 25% down plus $3,300 is the cash you're going to need to close.
Yes, and then on top of that is what's called as your prepaid items. You're prepaying your home insurance for a year, prepaying interest. So when you throw that into the mix, is that about $5,000, depending which day of the month you close.
And then it's often, but not always, in these hot markets where we're selecting the safest, strongest investment, but still we try. And we do still have a pretty high success rate. We can get sellers, Larry, to cover a high amount of those costs.
I understand.
Okay. Del, what about other ways? So, I mean, many times it's wonderful. It's the number one way that our consumers are going. They have a turnkey project. They're turning their money over to us. We're getting them the 40, 50, 60% return. They see every step of the way. They have the power. They have the authority to say yes or no each step of the way. And they're putting 25% down. But aren't there some other ways that some consumers could think about, like maybe a second home?
Yeah, exactly. Some people are doing investing in real estate and buying it as a second home. As a second home, you can put as little as 10% down instead of the 20% down. And also, you get an owner-occupied interest rate rather than an investment interest rate. An owner-occupied interest rate is about 0.5% lower than if it was as an investor.
Mm-hmm. If it's a second home, does the investor have to pay... I've lost my thought. Boy, I hate it when I do that, Barry. But does the investor have to live in the house for a certain amount of time each year?
Yeah, I would do is have them talk with their accountant to get the exact days. I mean, if it's 17 days in a given year's time, but I would have them talk with their accountant about some of those IRS regulations.
Some of those details, Larry, is what we look at with an individual from time to time, okay? I mean, like it's any of that stuff. We have that. Dell has that. It's how far from their existing home does that second home have to be? I mean, I had a client years ago. I think it used to be 35 miles or so. And they bought. They did. They literally were buying the house that was going to be their second home, but we had to deal with the IRS because it was just on the border. Well, we felt we had to. So we were measuring it, and it said, look, I can't remember if it was 30 or 35 miles away. I think now it's over 50 miles away, and that's you know, good. We look at all of that on an individual case-by-case basis. But, Larry, imagine that. Only 10% down. And a lower interest rate, you could do that as a second loan, at least on one. Now, what about buying out of state? We have a lot of people who are buying 2 and 3 investment properties, and they're typically saying, look, we'd like to get maximum dollars optimizing our wealth, but we really want to have a second home in Florida. Can they have a second home in Pueblo and a second home in Florida?
Yeah, you can do is have a second home in Florida, second home in Arizona, in Pueblo, like you said. Yeah, you could have a number of second homes, and that's not a problem.
Nice. So there are options for you to optimize your wealth. This is Del Van Essen sharing this information. He is longtime, wonderful, wonderful lender, over 35 years experience, all here in the metro area. He's with Community Home Mortgage. His phone number is 303-587-5363. I'm going to say it one more time. Give him a call today. Call him now. Our show is live. He's leaving right after his part in the show. Give him a call in the next 5 minutes. I bet you reach him at 303-587-5363. Dell, thanks as always for so much good information, and sharing it online is on the air with us is wonderful. But our listeners are calling you during the week. Thank you for helping so many of them week in and week out.
Yeah, my license number is 777-172. We can lend in basically 49 out of the 50 states. So if you are buying those second homes in different states, we can lend in 49 out of 50 states.
The great thing about Dell is he's open to listen to any of you as listeners to the Barry and Larry Show. He'll spend time sharing options with you. No arm twisting, no push, no hooks into you. He's there to listen and help you with information. Thank you, Dell. A pleasure always being with you.
Thanks. Yeah, great to be with you.
Good to see you again.
Thanks. Barry Miller here saying, hey, we have an investment seminar coming up the last Saturday of February. Not too early to get your reservation in. Just give us a text or call at 303-888-3788. Make your reservation now. Leave your name and email and any questions you have, but we'll call back and chat with you and talk with you and just make sure that this is the seminar, 90 minutes, totally free, that is fit for you. And it is for consumers only, non-real estate agents, consumers only, 303-888-3788. We're going to take our first break, and then we're going to come back with my wealth building tip: stay vigilant on your wealth building optimization. Stay vigilant. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back. This is Barry Miller along with Sherry Cinnamon and Larry Stanley. They play the role of the skeptics. And you know what? They have some skeptic questions frequently, naturally, and we want that. We want your questions. By the way, you could send us questions 24/7. Text us anytime with your questions. You want questions covered during the show? Text us during the show at 303 888-3788. That's my phone. I'm looking right at it. It's right here in studio with us, and we will gladly give that to you. And then I'm turning this upside down, Larry, to say we've got to keep reminding our great listeners about next month's seminar, the Wealth Building Seminar. It's all about turnkey. It has everything in the 90 minutes, totally free. There's no upselling. We don't do that. We're not into hype either. It's all about information for you. We look at everything, the whole process, so that you could see that you could have financial freedom and you could have a turnkey program superior to anything out of Wall Street. Anything. By the way, it's even superior to what those people have been able to do for over a decade now, those hedge funds. I mean, it's superior to that because it works for you. No tricks, no schemes, no anything except planning, research, and deciding how wealthy you want to be. We cannot promise the return will be 52% next year. But we could assure you that the properties that our customers are purchasing right now have the highest likelihood of having a 52 to 64% return on their cash money put into the transaction. That's what you want. What kind of return are you going to make on your cash? Not 0.6 at a bank. Not 6% a year every now and then from stockbrokers or retirement plans, Wall Street related stuff, but 62% in a 1 year period. We're seeing that right now, Larry.
I wanted to emphasize that, Barry, that the returns on investment are real. They happened last year. We expect it to continue, at least for the present time. There are no indications that interest rates are going to change or that the appreciation of houses will change. So you can get a 50 to 60% return on your investment. All you need to do is give us a call or attend one of our seminars. Simply give us a call or email or text us at 303-888-3788.
And we're constantly, that means every week, watching the cities and the neighborhoods and the properties of our customers, because we are not, oh, make it now, flash in the pan, and then the market goes south. No, we're watching these markets wherever our customers have properties weekly so that we will have months in advance information. We're going to highlight that next week, where our theme is bottomizing your risk. Today we're talking about optimizing your wealth, and my wealth building tip is, ladies and gentlemen, stay vigilant on your own wealth building optimization. Once you decide to build your wealth, always stay vigilant on your wealth building optimization. No one, especially you, the wealth builder, should ease up your focus on the constant optimization of your wealth. Change is always occurring in the big, impersonal financial world. The financial world is always changing. What a week of change we've experienced in the last 5 days. And the next 5 days are going to have more of the same. GameStop, just want to be a name dropper.
No
GameStop,
kidding.
It's changing. This important change all the time going on means that you, and frankly your financial advisors also, must remain vigilant about knowing these changes before they occur. See, that's where we're different than Wall Street and Cramer. We'll give you information before it occurs and not say, oh yeah, the market's going down again, but if you hold your stock long enough, it'll come back up. Don't fall for that Wall Street. I almost said it, Larry.
Wall Street hooey.
Crap with a capital S.
Or hooey with hooey. A capital
don't,
H.
Don't fall for that hooey. It's a bunch of hooey because our wealth-building program is constantly looking for the change before it occurs. We have enough economic indicators to indicate to you that changes are occurring, going up, going sideways, or potentially bringing it down. But potentially bringing it down, the key word is potential. So know how to apply the changes to your own wealth-building assets. Change does not have to be a burden, but change will affect your wealth, and change is going on all the time. So you have to remain vigilant on your own wealth-building program. That's my tip for today.
Well, Barry, that it's interesting, but what are some of the methods that we as investors can do to remain vigilant? What are some of the steps that we should be following every day?
Yeah, well, every day and every week and every month, and it may not be daily.
I understand.
Realistically, that. It's not daily. It doesn't have to be with these kinds of assets because this market doesn't change on a day, okay? I'm going to use a wonderful customer named Martin. Martin called me a couple weeks ago. He did not know I was down with COVID. Okay, we talked just a couple days ago, and he was staying vigilant. What was he doing? Giving me a semi-annual call to see how his investment was doing from my point of view, his advisor, his financial team leader. He wanted to know what I knew and how I saw the market. And then the second part of that was how I saw the market for future investments. Because guess what? He's looking to buy another property in the next 6 to 8 months, not right away. So staying vigilant, one thing, stay in touch with your financial advisor. If you're not getting those annual reports, stay in touch with your financial advisor. And then another one, keep a profile. If you don't know what to watch for, ask us and just say, hey, Barry and Larry, Wealth Building Team, Vestera Hotspots, would you please send us a semi-annual report on this particular property in Sarasota, Florida? Yes, we will. And then just look at that report and see how it compares with the last six-month report. And if you don't have a report from the last 6 months, shame on you. So there are different ways to stay vigilant.
Yeah, and thanks for that, Barry. Hey, why is financial freedom so important to us and so important to all Americans?
Why is financial freedom important to all Americans? I guess you'll have to ask all the Americans.
I think I'm on the radio.
It's up to them. They'll have to call you, okay? Financial freedom is important to most Americans, okay? I claim not enough of the Americans know what that means.
Tell us.
Not enough is taught in our schools about financial freedom. But here's why it's so important to all Americans, and that's what you ask. There are four financial industries who do not have any ethical reason to protect consumers. That is not the job of the real estate industry. It is not the job of Wall Street or the securities industry to protect you, the consumer. As an industry, the industry's job is to produce what? Profits. From whom? From you and your money. So get it. Capitalization is simple to understand. The companies have to have profit, and that should be their number one concern. Now, that breaks down when you say, yeah, but I want to select a financial advisor who is a fiduciary. Now you're talking. It's your fiduciary who owes you the duty of protection and analysis. But I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, Wall Street hasn't done much, nor has the National Association of Realtors, which is the same as Wall Street, except it's dealing with real estate. They don't do squat about helping you, the consumer, know how to protect your assets. So you need to be careful as to whom you select as your financial advisor, your home seller agent, your home buyer agent, because those agents, those advisors, need to be your trusted advisors. And if you don't have a trusted advisor, you have no excuse or reason for whining when the industries sap you dry.
Good
because
point.
They don't have an ethical purpose to protect you. And that's just two of the industries. By the way, the other two industries that also don't care and don't have to care and they're not built to care are banking and insurance.
Oh, boy.
Banking, insurance, real estate, and securities. They're the four industries that want to have all your money. So be careful out there. Select companies who benefit when you benefit. Does that answer the question, Sherry?
I think so. You're passionate for sure.
But that's irrelevant.
No, but it is because it tells me that you're absolutely certain of what you're telling the consumers.
And I am absolutely certain, not because of passion, because of research and knowledge and constantly looking for information. Passion makes it sound good. It might even make it feel good. But do you know what? You better have the rationale, the reason, and the truth behind the passion, or the passion will work against consumers. Barry Miller here, along with Sherry Cinnamon and Larry Stanley. We are wealth builders, and we are protectors of you, the consumer. We are behind the company called Vestera Hotspots, where we optimize your wealth, bottomize your risk, and are 100% loyal to you, the consumer. Stay tuned. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Larry's wealth building tip. With real estate, always look for the best deal. So negotiate commissions, negotiate mortgage fees, negotiate any and all costs involved with your wealth building program. Hey, we are back. Barry Miller with Larry Stanley on your wealth building program. Larry, you have a heck of a important tip for our listeners today. Please share your wealth building tip.
I will, Barry. My tip is when investing in residential real estate, always look for the best deal, negotiate commissions, mortgage fees, and other costs, so that you have the best returns possible on your investment. When buying investment real estate, keep in mind that not only is the cost of the house negotiable, but all fees and expenses added by your team, leader, real estate agent, mortgage broker, and property manager are negotiable. A good team leader should always be ready to assist you with these negotiations. By reducing these fees and expenses, you automatically increase your return on investment. As an investor, this should always be one of your goals. That's my view, Barry.
Okay, so that's a good view. That's a good. I like the way you ended that. Read that. Give that last sentence you said.
As an investor, this should always be one of your goals.
So this should always be one of your goals. I think that's right, because that's part of vigilance, too, watching the cost. Now, usually that's during the process, and you're vigilant. And, of course, mine was like, stay vigilant after that. But you're right on. It should always be one of your goals.
But you never should quit being vigilant. Let me give you another example. When you're the first year you've rented out your house and those renters leave and you're looking for another investor, don't assume that the rent will be the same. Try to see if you can squeeze a few more dollars out of the renter so that you get a better return on your investment.
I'll tell you, Larry, one of the mistakes that non-professional property managers make, okay, you know, the consumers who say, I manage my own properties. And I mean, this is universal, what I'm saying. And by the way, I, Barry Miller, love you as consumers, but I'm universally critical of you for not being vigilant towards your own objectives when it comes to this mistake that almost all non-professional property managers make. Larry, you asked me what my rent is on this property. Oh, Larry, I have the best tenant. They've been there 5 years. They are so good, Larry. They take care of the front lawn. You know, they've done a couple little extra things through the years. They are so wonderful. Larry, you asked me for the rent. Well, I'm getting $1,500. But, Larry, if I rented it again, I could get $2,100 today.
So,
and you're proud of that?
Yeah.
Look, we love taking care of people here. We are givers, Larry. You and I are giving people. We're sharing people. I want tenants to have a good life. But I want you, the investor, to have a good life, too. And look, if the going rent is $2,100... and you're stuck at $1,500 and proud of it, I think that's a mistake, that you're proud of it. You're not hearing me say, get them at $2,100. I'm just saying, why don't you be a little fairer to yourself and your family? Maybe $1,750 is the fair rate for such a good tenant. So, Larry, I like the way you brought that out. It's not a double-edged sword. You're not going to lose a good tenant if the rent goes up a little bit when, in fact, the market has taken the rent up a lot. You're still the good guy, the good people, the good Mr. and Mrs. homeowner. All I'm saying is be fair to yourself, too. I just find too often people are not fair to themselves, and also they won't admit a mistake, and they're acting like it's something to be proud of.
Well, you know, Barry, my experience is, and I've known several people who've done this mistake, as I'm going to call it, but people are afraid that they'll lose their tenant if they say, I want an extra $200 a month from you because rents have gone up $500 a month.
Larry, psychologists know what's going on, that most of us as human beings don't have enough confidence in that which we do. And I've seen it time in and time out, essentially 100% come down to confidence. You're right. The self property manager, okay, they're not professionals. Yeah. The property manager is doing their own stuff. They can do it moderately well, but not very well, okay? They don't have the confidence. They're afraid they're going to lose that tenant. The great thing about Eugene and, you know, the best property manager, Remax Property Management, by the way, Eugene, I'm going to give Eugene's number out for those of you who want to have a top professional manager. You want to have Eugene on your side. But in any case, what they do is they know that the tenant will pay more. They're not going to try to hurt that tenant that's doing such a good job of being such a good tenant, but they will ask for it unabashedly and friendly-like once a year. Hey, the market went up 150. Your sellers are really good. They're only asking for a $75 raise in rent. And you know what? When the tenants are honest, they say, whew, boy, they are good owners. I thought they were going to ask for $200. I had read somewhere where the rents went up $200. Look, tenants read also. By the way, that name I just gave, I want to make it very personal for you. Eugene O'Brien, Remax Masters Property Management. Give Eugene a call. Tell him that Barry Miller said to call. Give him a call at 720-421-7000. 720-421-2509. 720-421-2509. But anyway, Larry, yeah, and it's good. I mean, I get it. It's nice to have a solid tenant, 5 years, 7 years, 8 years. Look, my parents never owned a home. Do you know how long my mother outlived my dad. How long my mom lived in that home as a tenant?
I can't imagine, Barry.
Over 60 years. Guess what? It was the granddaughter of the original owner. The original owner died decades ago. They died before my dad died, okay? And then their daughter, okay, knew mom and dad very well. But they were just quiet years. I guess the rent just came coming in. My mom and dad paid that low rent, too, because they were such good tenants. They took care of their half of the duplex, and they watched out for the other half. Dad was a handyman, so he took care of the items on the other half also. So they were a good tenant, but any money, I know for a fact, they paid rent that was too low. But 60 years. If they had paid $25, $35 more a month, my parents would have paid that and been happy.
And, you know, there's good reason to have a property manager so you don't have to worry about these issues. They know how to price that rental that it's right for you and for the tenant.
Yeah, they do. And Larry, you know, I have managed over 20 properties for investor clients and myself, inventory of myself and my wife, et cetera. And I was good at it. I liked it, but it wasn't my main strength, et cetera. But I saw what's involved in it. And ever since then, and that's over 25 years ago, ever since then, I am a strong advocate with rationale behind it for our investors, for you as a consumer, to have a professional property manager. Occasionally, there's an exception. But anyway, Larry, good tip. That brought up some good items. Let's take a break, and then let's come back and talk more about how we and our wealth-building program always are optimizing our customers' wealth. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Jesse, for keeping our sound going properly over the airwaves. Thank you. We have to keep that content solid, that's for sure. Larry, your tip did it. I had a question, though, off it. And you brought it up when you asked me, is there a different process for buying a home that you live in versus an investment property? I mean, did you want me to answer that?
I was going to ask you to answer it. I mean, my answer
What's
is...
What's your thought?
I think there is a different process because you want to find a house that satisfies tenants' needs and a lot of people's needs, not just your needs.
Well, now, when you say it that way, I knew you, the consumer guy, had something that, well, you always do, but that would be very important for our listeners. There should be a difference.
Yes,
and one of the differences should be what you just said, Larry. That makes you an astute investor. You said that you should be looking for an investment property that a tenant would want to live in. When you said that, I heard, don't be looking for a home that you want to live in. You know, amateur investors make that mistake. And I mean amateur investors who should not be investing go out there and say, oh, well, I can't, could never live here. Then don't be an investor unless you're going to sell your house the way it is right now and find somebody who's going to be a tenant who lives like you. There should be a difference. There should be a gap. You have what you like, and by the way, that's your passion. That's what you want as a buyer and a seller in your home. But you, and that's why you want professional advisors, okay, like Vestera Hotspots, will help and say, oh, by the way, and what do we always do, Larry? Not what the what single most likely tenant will be. We insist on having two most likely tenant groups. Groups of tenants, in other words, categories, two categories of tenants who would want that home, because that doubles your chance to get the right tenant.
Well, let me give an example of what we're talking about so it's easier for people to understand. If I were buying a house to live in, my wife is going to want a large kitchen. But the average tenant doesn't really care if the kitchen is large or not.
I get that. And that however, I'm not sure where you're getting your information. Why do you say the average tenant doesn't want a large kitchen?
Well, it's not as important to the tenant as it is to my wife.
I think so.
I think so.
I may be wrong,
and then you can correct me, Mr. Miller.
No, the market will correct you. It depends where that house is, okay? And we can't say that a tenant won't come in who loves to cook, okay? But be careful of that. Just watch how you take one item of concern. And yes, likely people on a rental, you're not going to have as big a... First of all, your house is above the rental rate that we would say is a good investment. So that puts it in a whole different apples, oranges category. But Larry, my point is, don't make too many assumptions. Have the property manager who knows that neighborhood tell you what the tenant, most likely tenants, are looking for. And it may be, you know what? We have found in recent months that a lot of tenants are wanting larger kitchens. So buy a rental that has a slightly larger kitchen.
And the other thing is your team leader can help you with this. And that's another advantage of having a team working for you. Not only do you have the team leader, the real estate agent, who may be the same, you have a property manager, you have all these people working for you so you get the best return on your investment.
And you should have those people working for you. That's what a good investment package is. You have good people. We call them people with Vestera hotspots. They're team members of ours. We vet and help you select a top professional property manager. We vet home inspectors. We, by the way, make sure, talk about optimizing your wealth, Larry, some other ways that we help our customers optimize their wealth. Oh, Martin the other day was real pleased to hear we are still really strict on deferred maintenance. We don't want properties that have a lot of deferred maintenance. And we want to know 3 years or more down the road what likely is going to be a repair that is needed in the next 3 years. That means when we look at a home, we're critical of it, and we question the seller agent about it in great detail. Not to turn them off, but in great detail, so that our buyers know, and then that the inspection may point out a couple things that the scrutiny up front did not point out. But then, if those few things cost too much money, back out of the deal. Back out of the deal. That's how we structure it, so that our customers have optimization of their wealth.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with looking at a house, making an offer on it, and then you get it inspected and find out there are problems with it. There's nothing wrong with backing out at that point.
No. There's something wrong if you don't back out if it doesn't fit your economic criteria. We don't need to hit that one any harder than we just did. That's a huge item with us, deferred maintenance. We want, with a microscope, to know what that house is. And I mentioned to Martin, I mentioned to a handful of people this week, even though I had an off week because of COVID, sorry to say, but I still talked to about a half a dozen people, and it came up every time. We care about the condition of the microwave that is remaining with the home that you're buying. Now, in some homes, there's no microwave included, and maybe the tenant can use their own. But when a microwave is included, we're concerned about that. Is it going to last 3 years?
And, you know, another example is a hot water heater. If you're buying a house with a 12-year-old hot water heater, it's likely not going to survive three more years.
What did you say? How old?
I said 12 years old.
Oh, I bet they last 18 to 20 with very little maintenance. It's a myth. That industry has home inspectors convincing consumers, oh, well, the manufacturer says it's going to last 10 to 12 years. Yeah, well, I have experts who tell us it's more like 15 to 20, and that's with just average, not superb maintenance. A well-maintained hot water heater should last well over 25 years. Well over 25 years. And maintenance, most of us don't do diddly squat about it. So it's more like 18 to 20 years, Larry, not 15.
I stand corrected,
don't be
Larry.
Too quick to spend that money.
Well, I got 18 years out of my last one.
Yeah. Is there an echo in the room? Wait a minute. I think I heard Barry say 18 to 20. I did not know that, by the way. But I'm not surprised. All right, Larry, this is the Wealth Building Show. We have a seminar coming up the end of February, limited to 9 sets of people because of COVID. Get your reservation in now. If you have any questions, text or call us anytime. 303-888-3788. Bye-bye for now.